Charlie Brennan on the Voice of St. Louis. Our guest today is Bryce Rutter. He's the CEO of Metaphase, and he happens to be the 125th interview in our series of interviews on the growing innovative entrepreneurism in the greater St. Louis area. He is not a native of St. Louis, and we'll find out as he speaks where he's from. Mr. Rutter, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How's things with you?
Things are going pretty well. Now, you've been in St. Louis since 1991.
I have. In fact, it's the longest I've been anywhere in my life.
Did you come here to work for a corporation, or did you come here to start a business?
I came here to start a business. I had a business plan. I had everything but money, you know, at that time. And I found two gentlemen in the St. Louis area who were my VC angels. They floated my boat, and, you know, 8 years later, I had bought both of those fellows out, and I've been, you know, single owner of Metaphase since then.
What is Metaphase?
Metaphase is a company that specializes in consumer insight research, ergonomics, which is how we think, feel, and behave, and then also designing products. And we cut across all industries. It could be everything for products for Revlon through to medical instruments that you don't want to know what they do to you, to beer cans for Anheuser-Busch here.
So we've used your products then?
Absolutely. I'd be surprised if you guys don't have a product in your house that has had a Metaphase thumbprint on it somewhere.
When you said house, we knew you're from Canada.
Hey, okay.
Well, and what part of Canada are you from?
I'm from Prince Edward County, which is right at the 12 o'clock position of Lake Ontario. Grew up on a tender fruit farm, cherries and apples.
Sounds like Labatt's country to me.
Oh, hey, okay.
Yes, but so what aspect of the beer can for Anheuser-Busch did you design?
Well, we collaborated with them on the Budweiser bow tie can. Their clientele is aging, and they wanted to reset the brand with a younger group, millennials in particular, and not only males, but female drinkers. So we went through quite a wide variety of sensory research on haptics, on perceptual stimulation, and then tried to figure out a set of product forms or can forms that would relate to that younger generation and actually have kind of a unique handshake when you put it in your hand.
Yeah, it does. It's a good tactile sensation with that cold beer in your hand.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for doing that.
It gets better after the second and third beer.
Well, absolutely. Bryce Rutter is with us today. Originally from Canada, came to St. Louis, got some venture capital money here. Metaphase is his company, and boy, you could be in Palo Alto or Austin. In the words of Billy Joel, man, what are you doing here?
That's a great question. So why I'm here is because my clientele is all over the place. So I'm in the center of the United States, so it's easy to go East Coast, West Coast, North and South. Was a little bit easier when TWA was here. So now a day trip is now an overnight trip. But it's still, you know, the central location means a lot to me and my staff. We do a lot of research not only in the U.S. and Canada, but we do a lot of European research and design for European brands. So the location is still important. But aside from work, the quality of life here in St. Louis, it's a cool place to be. A lot of beauty. I love the climate. I do not miss the snow or the ice. I think I may have mentioned to you I'm the only Canuck that can't skate. That's why I'm down here. So I don't miss the ice. The cost of living and running a business here in St. Louis is quite reasonable.
It is indeed. And do you think that the entrepreneurial scene is a lot better today than when you first got here in 1991?
Oh, absolutely, Charlie. It is hopping. I think it's one of the top spots in the U.S., I think it's one of the best kept secrets, too. You know, we need to be more proud of what's going on in St. Louis and broadcast that to the rest of the United States and beyond. But if you look at what's happening in my office district, which is Cortex, you know, there is a tremendous amount of energy, a tremendous amount of intellectual horsepower. And we're doing things that are affecting not just United States, but also global brands. There's a lot going on.
There are companies that have moved here, not just from Canada like you, but Israel and Germany in
Absolutely.
That corridor.
Yeah. Right now we're in the beginnings of a negotiation with an Israeli medical company. And it used to be 10 years ago where you're located and where your client was located mattered. Now it doesn't because, you know, we're in a digital world. You know, you can connect with anyone. You can transcend, you know, time zones.
Yeah, well, I read in Ski Magazine that a lot of startups are going to the slopes. You might find them in Colorado or in Montana near the slopes because, you know, you get off work, you might want to go down some black diamonds.
Absolutely. Quality of life is really important. It is for my staff as well. I think it was about 6-7 years ago we went to a 4-day work week because most of us have kids, and Saturday and Sunday you're a cab driver for your kids. So the Friday off allows you to deal with things that you need to do. And it's really had a positive impact with everyone in the company.
Well, when you said that you had a 4-day work week, I can read the minds of our listeners. How do I apply? Are you currently hiring?
We are looking for industrial designers right now, which are product designers. Same thing as an architect, except we do products. And we're always looking for people on the research side, people who have some experience or thirst for ethnographic research. You know, getting out in the field and trying to uncover what makes you tick as a consumer so that we can figure out how to design a product that you look at and say, I've got to have it regardless of price.
That's really interesting. Did you ever have a eureka moment with a design, like where something that you didn't realize actually was true and it just came to you all of a sudden?
I have a bunch of eureka moments. You know, it's usually... but I think we're in the eureka business, you mm-hmm. know, to be honest with you. And there's many times when you connect dots that others don't typically connect. And it's like, wow, you know, that's really turning things upside down.
Well, let me ask you a question. We had a trivia contest the other night at my kid's high school, and apparently yellow and red are the most frequently used colors in fast food. Why would that be?
Grab your attention. Yes. You know, when you think about... things that need to grab you on high alert, contrast is a big deal.
Got to let you go. Fascinating work. Thanks for dropping by today. Bryce Rutter, CEO of Metaphase, a biotech design company in the Cortex District. Have a great week and good to see you.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Now, a Pharmacist Minute brought to you by your local Medicine Shop pharmacies.
I'm Medicine Shop pharmacist Jennifer Carroll. Did you know heart disease kills? An estimated 720,000 Americans will suffer from heart attack. It's the leading cause of death for both men and women. February is American Heart Month, a time to become better educated about the dangers of heart disease. It's important to know all of the warning signs, not just chest pain. The early signs of a heart attack also include trouble breathing, indigestion, heartburn and pain or tightness in the upper stomach, jaw, neck, back,